go to Washington next, where the US President Joe Biden is expected to host a news conference on his own at the NATO summit, his first time facing the press alone since November. Fresh doubts have been raised about his candidacy for re-election in November, with Peter Welch becoming the first Democrat senator to urge the president to drop out of the race. Comments from Biden's longtime ally Nancy Pelosi that time is running short for him to decide if he'll remain as a candidate, and Hollywood star and Democrat donor George Clooney withdrawing his support. Doyle McManus is with us. He's a columnist with the LA Times. There is a lot of focus on Joe Biden today, Doyle.
Well, there certainly is. We're seeing a crisis in the Democratic Party that we have not seen in modern history in any American election cycle. A party suddenly developing second thoughts as the presidential campaign is going into the home stretch, if you will, over whether it's got the right candidate or not. Joe Biden is going to have to prove, in effect, he's going to have to go out and re-earn the nomination that he already has.
How has his performance at the NATO summit been so far?
Well, it's been pretty good at the NATO summit by current Biden standards, and that's an important proviso because American viewers, American voters, American politicians have gotten used to the fact that Joe Biden isn't as sharp and as crisp and as quick on his feet as he was 2 years ago when he ran for president the first time. But they weren't prepared for the disastrous performance he had, of course, at that debate last week. In settings like NATO, it's a familiar setting. It's a set piece. It's brief. He's pretty good. That's why that news conference tonight, probably run about 40 minutes, is going to be a real test.
That column written by George Clooney in the New York Times, a quote from it, the Joe Biden I was with 3 weeks ago at the fundraiser was not the Joe of 2010. He's a fairly prominent fundraiser for the party. What's the impact of someone like George Clooney intervening?
Well, it's not just George Clooney. It's a whole lot of fundraisers. It's a whole lot of Hollywood people who spend both money and time trying to help Joe Biden. And in effect, a lot of those donors are saying, look, this is an investment decision. We don't want to throw good money after bad. We don't want to shackle ourselves to a horse that's going to lose the race. And George Clooney, in a sense, is like Senator Peter Welch, the senator you mentioned. He's the one who's decided to get out in front and say the unpopular thing that many, many others are thinking. And that's the turmoil we're seeing.
Senate Democrats meeting Biden campaign officials today. What's the sense of their thinking, do you think?
Well, what's going on there is a very practical question. This isn't a political question. No one disagrees in the Democratic Party about Joe Biden's policies. And it isn't even a personal question. They still express enormous esteem and even love for Joe Biden. The practical question is Joe Biden capable of winning this campaign anymore? Is he capable of performing as a top-tier candidate? The debate showed, or appeared to show, that he wasn't. So I think those Democrats are going to say, number one, Mr. President, you'd better show us that you can still do it. And number two, as Nancy Pelosi said, time is running out. You need to make a decision soon.
Do they really have anyone else in mind, though?
Well, they do. As a matter of fact, Kamala Harris, the vice president, would be the simplest, as a practical matter, the simplest successor. Now, there have been some quite marvelous proposals that they, and in effect we, the media, hold a sort of 3 or 4 week mini campaign, a whole set of debates and town halls on television, and then the delegates at the Democratic convention in August would vote, and that would be marvelous fun. But it also sounds to an awful lot of Democratic politicians like unshirted chaos. So I think the answer is Kamala Harris would inherit the nomination.
Doyle McManus, columnist with the LA Times, thank you for speaking with us.